Southeast ports have been working together on a set of protocols for cruise ships operating during the ongoing pandemic. But City Manager Carl Ambalon said he thinks it's unlikely they'll reach an agreed-upon set of criteria before the cruise line's decision date on June 15th.
While my hope had been that we could get a regional set of protocols in place, they're clearly not going to be in place relative to the request of American Cruise Lines.
He said smaller communities involved in the effort were worried about how they'd isolate positive cases or quarantine those potentially exposed. Ketchikan City Mayor Bob Sievertson summed up the calculus before the council.
I think it all boils down to is what is the risk that a community wants to accept.
American's plan for its 175-passenger Constellation requires passengers and crew to be tested for COVID-19 before boarding, preferably in their home community. But if that's not possible, the plan says passengers can be tested on arrival to Juneau, the departure port for the late June cruise. Passengers would be kept in quarantine until their test results came back. Ships would run at 75% capacity with rooms set aside for isolation and quarantine.
This is an opportunity to check out what seems to be a very good plan on a relatively small number.
That's Ketchikan Port and Harbors Director Steve Corporon.
Instead of practicing on the first 4,000 passenger ship, next year or the year after.
Most of the council agreed. Ketchikan Emergency Manager Abner Hoag told the council that 100 people were arriving in Ketchikan's airport every day, more than half of the American Constellation's capacity. Corporon noted that the vote to allow American Cruise Lines to moor June 30th was specific to that line. He said other cruise lines will be required to submit plans of their own.
As the big lines start submitting their plans to the CDC, the part of the requirement is that they have to have arrangements with the local communities on the protocols, including pre-arranged medevac services out for anybody that needs to get sent out.
Corporon said American Cruise Lines was the only operator so far that had submitted a plan to the city. Councilmember Emily Chapel was the lone voice of opposition. She argued that Ketchikan should continue to pursue regional standards instead of acting independently.
Because we are the gateway city, and the decisions that we make, whether they have, ports or not, is going to impact Wrangell, and it is going to impact Petersburg, and all of our decisions are interconnected.
Thursday's 6-1 vote also instructed city officials to continue to work with the Alaska Municipal League on regional cruise safety protocols. In other business, the council granted a resident's request to hold a recall Dunleavy drive-through petition signing event on the downtown docks. City Attorney Mitch Seaver said signature gathering is a constitutional right, and absent some overriding concern for something like port security.
It's clearly allowable, and certainly we're not to get ourselves involved as to the content, as to what it might be a petition for, what people might be saying.
The organizers submitted a safety plan to Ketchikan's Port and Harbors Department that was approved on Friday. Organizers say they'll hold events at Berth 3 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every weekend, starting Saturday at 11 a.m. The council also voted to set July 11th as a sales tax holiday, about a week and a half after this year's permanent fund dividend will be distributed. That's contingent, though, on the Borough Assembly agreeing to the same date. They'll take up the matter on Monday. As the night wore on, the council opted to postpone any discussion on how to allocate $12 million in coronavirus relief funds to a special meeting set for June 11th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.